Simply Done, the podcast network.
Not crazy.
In a good mood, so leave me the fuck alone.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm building tension with this song. Boom, 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 boom.
Why the fuck are you being an idiot?
Why do you got to do that to him?
He's just like, words
hurt.
He's
an idiot. Boom, 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 boom.
Why are you doing that, Perry? Stop.
Shut the fuck up, asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Who loves you, pretty baby? Who's always there to make it right?
Who loves you? Who's gonna love you?
Love you. Love you.
We're like the Jersey Boys. We should do a musical, you guys.
I've been trying to get that going.
Why don't we do a musical?
Time.
Why don't we put a musical together and hit Broadway?
You know, I've said this many times. My ultimate goal is to win a Tony.
This is a song from the show.
Yeah, definitely.
This is my
shut up
band.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios, at a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal Don.
I'm Mo.
Duh. I'm Scary Perry. Oh, 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 oh! I won't take nobody's shit! Remember that! Oh!
Why, Perry?
Yeah.
I just went through some shit yesterday.
Yeah.
Before
we get into that shit that you went through yesterday, for the people that have never heard this show before, this is our fourth show from the new podcast studios at a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood, California.
Sure, we're not in Long Beach?
Perry, you're on a frickin' roll right out of the box tonight, aren't you?
I haven't gotten started yet.
I have a feeling his corner's going to be off the chain today.
If you're into Perry being upset, I have a feeling you're in for a good show. Anyway, we also did 42 shows over at the Ace Broadcasting Network, and that's our podcast history. But we were the stars of the cult film classic
City Heat.
Right.
And the Perry Project.
Now, what's the difference between our podcast and every other podcast in the world, Mole?
Well, we talk about our own personal lives, but right. Also what, Scaremaster?
Talk about our own personal lives.
And?
We talk about the
things that are going on, sports, entertainment.
Christ.
Finance.
Are you this, really?
News.
Yes,
headlines,
I'm this
international.
Really
you don't know what's going on? You don't know what we're talking about? Pop culture.
Oh, I forgot. Pop culture.
Okay, well, this is, you know.
See, that's the one I got to talk about.
No, we don't have a theme song for this segment, but I think that what's kind of cool, and I think that we're going to investigate this a little bit more, but what are people saying on the internet? And, you know, it seems like a lot of people are saying some of the same stuff, so I thought we should start getting into that.
Scary, but, stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
Duh.
A lot of people, one of the things that people are saying on the internet, they keep asking, when is Windy City Heat coming out in Blu-ray? Now, I don't know of any plans.
Ha ha, Blu-ray.
What?
Like, Scaremaster Blue, yeah.
What? No, I don't know. Explain exactly what you mean.
Blu-ray.
He was trying to make it look like I blew a guy named Ray.
When did you do that?
Hey.
You know Ray?
Hey, you see the fist? Yeah, this arm might be almost like dead, but then I got this fist, and this fist will
Sure will.
Double dominate this one.
Really? So you're saying your left hand you could beat up Mole, one-handed.
That and the legs. The legs will kill him.
Mm. Let me see those legs. Please. You're wearing 505s today.
Yeah, you were trying to pull my pants off.
Those are relaxed fit Levi's he's got.
You freaking homo.
Oh, you're going that route today, huh?
Well, that's the way he thinks. That's the way he thinks. He's trying to pull my pants down as I'm walking into the fucking studio like a jag-off.
I wanted to ask you something, Perry. Last week, you said something. I heard this on the show. You claimed at one point that you were getting some sponsors for the show.
That was then.
That was a week ago. What happened?
Well, That was then. This is
that was then. This is now. And I'm fucking fed up.
That was then. This is fucking
This is now.
That was then. This is
Did I mention any companies? I forgot who I was.
You didn't mention anything. I was just wondering what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to a few people and nothing came through.
Who'd you try to talk to?
I even spoke to the guys back at the factory.
What factory?
My factory.
You have a factory?
Yes, where I make my skateboard decks.
Wait a minute. You have a factory that makes your skateboard decks?
Yes.
I thought it was in China.
That might be Tempur-Pedic's place.
No, everyone says your skateboards are made in China.
The only skateboards that I have that are made in China are the skateboard decks that are the souvenir decks. My skate decks that you skate on are made right here in Southern California.
Hey, wait a minute. Doesn't this come during your 60 seconds?
Well, it looks like we're going to
going to your 60 seconds. Well, we're talking about what people are saying on the internet.
Well, what they might be saying on the internet is bullshit!
Really?
If they're not talking the truth, because they don't know nothing.
Okay, well, I'll be very honest with you. I do know something that's going on. First of all, a lot of people, actually most people, are really kind of freaking me out because they keep warning me.
About what?
Well, everyone thinks that you're madly in love with me and that you're going to
eventually...
You know
what?
I know, right? Everyone says that.
Get the fuck out of here.
But Scaremaster, everybody's saying it.
Yeah, and then you eat cake from my toes. That doesn't make you
look good. Well, you know what?
You've also
ate cake on your toes because you fucking put the fucking feet in my face.
No, it was because he was mad at Belle Fauntleroy and you were a big...
Fucking shut up!
The other reason...
You want me to go off, motherfuckers? Just like my fucking meeting, all right? Oh, and I got thrown out of my... Well, I didn't get thrown out of the meeting. Another guy walked out of the meeting. Because I used the N-word at the fucking meeting. I called myself the N-word.
You're a better person than that.
I'm tired of being used.
I just want you to know that the rest of us, Mole and myself...
I find it reprehensible and very offensive.
Oh.
You know, and to be honest with you, to me, there's only one race. The human race. No, I'm serious. And to have you saying that. No.
For me, there's only one race, too. The Amazing Race. You guys watch that show?
It's a good show, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. You got to listen to what's going on because Perry seems upset. We're talking about Perry falling in love with me. Another thing that people are saying, you think that I have very handsome eyes, don't you?
Well, yeah, as a guy, but...
You're trying to hit on me
like a fucking homo. Shut it now.
First of all.
You think I got very handsome eyes, don't you?
Did you or did you not say that? This is what they're saying on the internet to watch out for you. You talk about how beautiful my eyes are. You fucking eat cake from my toes. People are worried for me. And
people should be worried for me because I have to deal with your shit.
First of all, I don't want you using that N-word again. But why did you
say
this? And where did you say this? You were in a meeting. Where?
I was at my psychology meeting.
Your psychology meeting? What's that?
Psychology meeting.
At Kaiser.
Oh, you have a group therapy type of thing?
Exactly.
Who else is in the group?
A few other people.
Can we come?
Not now because they don't want me to come back.
What if we spoke on your behalf and try to get you back in there?
They won't allow you in because you're not a Kaiser member.
Really?
So what you're saying is you've been thrown out of group therapy at Kaiser.
Yes.
Why did you go to that point?
Well, I went to the meeting, and it was my, you know, I rose my hand because I was, you know, kind of upset, and they wanted to know why I was so upset. And I just got fed up and sick and tired of working here and not getting paid for it.
For this?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And so you use the N-word. First of all, I want to say something that's, I don't believe in that at all. And don't you ever, on this podcast, ever use that word again. We're pretty loose with the language, but that's a word of hatred. And I don't want you ever using that here again.
Yes, Mick.
Mick.
You're Irish, right?
Yeah.
You're a Mick.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not a filthy greaseball Italian, I'll tell you that.
Oh, so you call me a filthy greaseball Italian?
That's what you are.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. The point is
there's
that,
only one race.
Yeah.
The human race.
Exactly, and that's the way you got to look at it. But, Perry, why are you worried about fucking money when you know what's going on? We're trying to get ahead, you fucking dope.
I know, it's crazy. Everything's crazy.
You know, you start in on Nick today. Nick tells me, you know, is worried.
Well, Nick calls me up this morning, and I woke up in a real fucking bad mood because of what happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
And what happened to you yesterday?
Well, you guys all know I was in court.
Yeah.
You were? I didn't know.
I knew.
What happened?
Well, here, before you tell us, here's what I predicted a long time ago, that he would get no more money and it was a waste of time. So what happened in court?
I don't know. The judge didn't give me a resolution yet.
Well, is this because of that lewd conduct thing?
Lewd conduct? What are you talking about? It's because of the way the bank stole my money.
Oh.
The way the bank robbed me. And I had to take it to the Court of Appeal, and I got some of it back, but I didn't get all of it back.
And
fucking
and
fought.
And you went to the Court of Appeal.
And
you got nothing.
The Court of Appeal gave me back my money.
No, okay.
They gave me back two-thirds of my money.
Two-thirds of your money, and you gave a lot to your lawyer.
And I didn't give a lot to my lawyer. I gave a lot to my dad.
Hey, do you guys
Cookie?
Know? Hey,
wait a minute.
Well,
you gave a lot of money to Cookie?
To Sonny. Not Cookie.
Let me ask you one question, Scaremaster. Do you know where the banana went when it sued somebody?
Where?
The Court of Appeal.
Court of Appeal.
Do
you get that?
Yeah, that's cute.
That's a cute joke. Anyway, so you seem on fire today, Perry. You really do. Let me just close
this
up.
So Cookie got the money or no?
He got
how much money have you given to Cookie?
None of your fucking business, you ignorant motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're yelling at Scaremaster.
Hey,
because he's
shut
not
your
giving
mouth
you
over
money.
There.
And you're like, they didn't give me money, but you're giving all your money to Cookie.
Right. I would guess $6,000 and he wanted four more from you.
Why don't we just give Cookie the money straight away and cut out the middleman? Pass on the savings to Cookie.
If you want to give him the rest of the money, go right ahead.
What money?
You got $4,000. You can give it to him.
So you're a hell of
a lot richer than I am.
You gave him $6,000 then, didn't you?
No comment.
You gave him $6,000, didn't you?
You know what I did.
You gave him...
Yes! Shut up!
I'm just asking.
I'm sick and tired of hearing this shit.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault that I had the fucking problems that I have either.
What problems do you have?
Don't worry about them.
I'm worried about them.
Because you're my problem.
I'm your problem. Explain to me why I'm your problem.
I got involved with this fucking big prick that says, oh, I'm going to make you a star. Hell, how many fucking years did it take to make me a star? A decade? From 1992 to 2002? To 10.5 years to make me a fucking star?
All right, he made you a star, and then what did you do with that stardom? Yeah.
What'd you do? Have you done one thing with it? So I'm supposed to hold your hand? If you remember, remember correctly, you fucking bonehead, that's really funny.
Funny because you said hold your hand, and he's saying hold your hand.
That's not funny to me at all because he's accused me once again.
It's the same words.
It's a fucking song. Shut
all right,
up.
Well, no, you shut up. You fucking come here, and I'm tired of you fucking... You don't want to do this? I fucking set up a studio.
Hey, Dan, you know something?
What? You're an ungrateful Dan, fucking prick is what you are.
He's fucking with you, man.
You're fucking with me?
Duh!
You mean this whole thing? You really did all right in the court case yesterday? You weren't upset about that?
The court case was a bitch.
You went... You, the way you fucked with Nick today, you were fucking with him... So it would come back, and I would think you were upset coming in here. You did that whole fucking thing for this little fucking
unbelievable.
Trick.
Unbelievable.
This guy.
Scaremaster, you're
best.
At the top of your game, buddy.
He really is.
Yeah, thanks.
Good job.
No, I don't
put it there. Come on, everybody. Big three.
So what else is going on, Dan?
Well, I'll tell you this. Last thing that's going on, people on the internet. They loved last week when we played the song from Rucka Rucka.
Ah, yeah.
This is how big that song got.
That motherfucker's, I got to beat his ass.
Why?
I got to first get this surgery done. So
you know the 80s band Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Supposedly, they did a cover of that song at a concert in England that's online.
Are you serious?
They did a cover of it?
Yeah. So
like they sang it?
Yeah. You know what we should do? You know, just to pay, because people loved it so much. Would you be against playing that again?
Go right ahead. Fuck it.
I like it. Right. Well, I know Scaremaster likes it.
All right, then here we go.
This is Rucka Rucka Ali's Perry's Gay. Hit it.
What's up? This Rucka Rucka Ali. Y'all know Perry Caravello from Windy City Heat? Oh, he a big star now?
Ah, I got a movie. I don't got to talk to none of y'all little people.
Fuck that shit, bitch. Perry Caravello is a bitch-made fag. He couldn't suck his fucking way out of a dick-shaped bag. You just a stupid motherfucker, and you fatter than shit. I leave you bruised and contused, all battered and spit. Yeah, I seen you on the TV at 2 a.m. I'm balls deep in your bitch with a can of Spam. Lactose intolerant, my fucking ass. More like talent intolerant, now give me your cash. She's your bitch, she's my bitch.
She's everybody's bitch. Perry Caravello sucks sucking fucking dicks.
I heard you got a job offer in Detroit City.
Guys, let's sing this. Whoa, sing it with
me. Flip the script, Scaremaster.
Cause you in the big three. Now you getting blasted by my niggas and me. When I see you on my block, you get shot in the cock. I run your chain and your cash and your pipe and your rocks. And I don't even give a fuck if you sue me or not. Cause you know you're gonna lose. I got more juice than you got.
He's your bitch, he's my bitch, he's everybody's bitch.
You're more bitch, you're my bitch, you're gonna be my bitch. Bitch, you're my bitch, you're gonna be my bitch.
Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks.
Scary Perry likes giving away my fucking prick, you fuck. Oh my
Perry,
bitches.
Get into it a little bit. Be professional, Perry.
She's everybody's bitch. She's
I'm gonna do your bitch.
Everybody's bitch. She's
your bitch, you're my bitch, you're gonna be my bitch.
Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks.
She's your bitch, she's my bitch, she's everybody's bitch.
She's your bitch, she's my bitch, she's everybody's bitch.
She's your bitch, she's my bitch, she's everybody's bitch. Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks. She's your bitch,
you know what?
She's everybody's bitch. She's your bitch, she's my bitch, she's everybody's bitch.
I want to meet this fucking prick named Suck My Fucker Ali. And,
I don't think that's his name.
Well, I know he's Rucka Rucka Ali, the fucking homo, and I'll fucking chop off his thumbs and have him for dinner.
Why would you eat his thumbs?
Because he doesn't need to. He's not going to hold a fucking microphone ever again.
Why?
He's not going to hold a fucking pen ever again. Because he's a punk. He's your bitch, he's my bitch, he's like.
Do you understand what that's doing, though?
I guess it's making me famous. Who gives a shit? Right.
People like it, man. I heard that David Goliath is going to do a remix of it.
Who?
David and Goliath are going to make a remix.
DJ dude.
French DJ dude, whatever.
Dead Mouse. Hey, can I just say one thing, though, guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
That song brings up a kind of subject that's going on with me. A lot of cursing in that song, and it's catchy, so you end up saying a lot of bad F words and stuff, and D words, and L words, and all those other words.
Right.
But I've been getting a lot of response from a lot of listeners. I spoke to the lovely couple, Alex and Martha Walla Walla, and they don't like so much potty talk. So what I've done is I've instituted a cursing jar that if I say any bad words, every time I do, I'm going to put in $100. And
Alex and Martha?
Yeah, Walla Walla.
Okay.
And that $100, I don't know where it goes to. You want to take it, Dan? And maybe give it to, like, whatever, the Dan for Kids Fund or something?
That's an excellent idea. So every time you swear, you'll give me how much money?
$100?
I'm shocked.
Why?
I'm shocked.
It's just, we got to be better. We just got to be better.
Well, I'll say this.
You know what?
Here's the way I look at it. If people like Alex and Martha think that what we're doing is you're swearing too much, I think we have to listen to those people because those are the fans. Those are the people that believe in us.
Well, you know what? If they want to take this rated R/rated X program and try to make it rated G, that's going to be rough.
Why?
Because look at the way we are.
You never curse.
You are.
I'm always cursing.
Do you really? I didn't even hear it because you got so much passion in your voice. Stuff just goes right through my ears.
I really wish I did. I'm not passionate these days. I got too many problems to deal with.
Why? What's going on with you, Scaremaster? You look really good.
I'll tell you a problem that you have that probably you don't even know about yet. You know who's really mad at you after last week's show?
Who?
Ruckus Knuckles.
Who the fuck is that?
Knuckles Nation?
Ruckus Knuckles.
Ruckus Knuckles.
Who is
you
that?
You don't want to mess with the Knuckles Nation, man.
Those are the people that look up to Rucka Rucka Ali. And what you've done is this. You crossed the line in their world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When do I get to go?
What do you mean? When do you get
when
to
are you going to send me there? So I could show them all who the king is. Oh!
Well, they're making threats that they're going to find you.
And everybody knows you live. Everybody knows where you live. You live at
Oh, yeah. I live at what?
77.
Oh, you're going to fucking give my address away, huh?
I can't remember right now.
It's on Good. Reseda Boulevard. I remember that.
Oh, and you're going to give me my address away.
Perry, you should say something to Rucka Rucka and the Ruckus Knuckles because I'm going to tell you something. They're dead serious. And they're already talking about coming to try to find you.
So let them try to find me. Let them. Okay? Because he's a cocksucker and he wants to suck my dick. Listen to the fucking song.
Knucka Nation is
listen
not
to the fucking song. The
like
prick is a prick.
Right, you're what you're saying here is wrong.
I did hear one curse word in that last rant from Scaremaster.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't owe the money. Martha and Alex just wanted you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, cool. So is that you're going to be your apology? That's all you want
to
say to him?
Apology? I don't need to apologize to that piece of shit. He needs to apologize to me.
You should probably have to write a 2-page apology letter.
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! He owes me a fucking book and apology.
Rucka Nation.
Rucka Nation is going to be coming over to your house to kick your fucking ass. Right? Right?
I'm not saying that.
Right?
I'm just saying they're making threats.
Let them make their threats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're not afraid of
Knuckle
Nation.
I'm not afraid of
nobody.
You're
not afraid of Rock of Redemption from the Knuckle Nation.
I'm not afraid of nobody, motherfucker. Look at what I did to my fucking bodyguard this morning when I got up with all the shit that I've been going through lately.
Who's your bodyguard?
You know Nick.
I thought that was your manager.
Manager and bodyguard.
What happened?
Don't worry about it. I'm just very...
Wait, no, I did hear something about it. He tried to call you to remind you that you're
about
supposed to be
show.
At a show
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I know
and you
about
fucking
the show.
Screamed at him like a
yeah, because I'm fucking very furious about yesterday.
What about yesterday?
I don't want to talk about yesterday because of what happened at court. Okay. But I better get a good result. That's all I can say. I better get a good result.
Oh, this is from that bank matter that you
yes.
talked about.
Yes.
Oh, well, what happened there?
I don't know. We'll
what do you
see.
Mean you don't know? Well, what happened yesterday?
Well, I mean, their side was so ridiculous. They asked me these stupid questions. Excuse me. I read off what I was supposed to read off.
What do you mean? Who told you to read this off?
My.
What do you mean you read it off?
My attorney service.
Your attorney service?
Service, yes.
Who's the attorney service?
Tony Rogel Attorney Service out of Beverly Hills.
Whoa.
I've yes. been there.
Tony Rigel?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Is he? How do you know great him?
Guy. I've
one
known
of your
him,
fucking greasy yeah. Italian meetings?
No, one of my other attorney meetings.
Who's another attorney?
Robin Bill Moore. Byberg.
Yeah, they Bill Moore. They more hours. You talk to you for 15 minutes, and
so
they build like
to
whatever, you know.
To kind of you, what were you doing? You were trying to. What is exactly you're looking for in court?
I'm looking. What am I looking for in court?
Yeah.
All that I'm owed.
And why are you owed?
And plus, all
didn't they give you a settlement?
They gave me a small settlement.
And then what did they do?
I'm also owed the 10% of the money, the interest money from the bank. If I didn't lose that money at the bank, I would have been paid interest
right.
on the money that was in the bank. Well, they didn't. They tried to hide that shit.
Right.
And I was just so fucked up and so exhausted.
How much are we talking about in interest here, Scaremaster?
We're not about $3,000 in interest.
And how much are you paying the lawyers to get that $3,000 back?
Don't worry about how much I'm paying.
They're paying a percentage. They don't get right. paid unless Perry gets paid, right? They're looking at about, I'm going to say they're going to get 40% of that.
So
maybe.
Really? So you're fighting and going through all this shit.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to pay anything. If he doesn't get it from them, he doesn't lose anything. But if he gets it, he ends up with, what, 60%? They get 40, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, something like that, or is it exactly that?
Just, you answered your own question.
All right, so it doesn't. So you're making under $2,000 and going.
I really don't know why you don't let us represent you in court.
What?
I don't know why you don't let us represent you in court.
Because I am.
We would not take 40%.
I'm the best attorney.
Do you want Bill Maher or do you want
the
big
three? You're your own
attorney. Look, I won in the court of appeal.
Yeah, you did.
They know that I was the one that was correct.
How good would it look if the three of us walked in there together?
With bananas saying,
oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
shut up, you asshole.
We walk in, we open with the banana joke.
I want to get the fuck out of here now.
People enjoy laughing.
I want out of here now.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The soda machine's out of order.
When can I leave? This is bullshit.
And I want my dollar back.
You can't handle the truth.
That's exactly right. But I was just so fucking beat from
the defense rest.
I'll allow it. Proceed, Scaremaster. I want to see where you go with this.
Can I use the restroom?
No, we're in the middle of a fucking show.
Court calls 5-minute recess.
You got to go that bad?
No, I can hold it.
All right.
So what happened at the court case yesterday?
We'll find out when I get the result. I don't know what
we'll
happened.
We'll find out right after this. Dum-dum.
I really don't know what happened.
The plaintiff, Scaremaster, he wants the body.
When do you go back?
I'm not going back for this case. I got another case that I have to deal
with. What's the other case?
The one against my family.
You know what would be good? Because in a way... we've become your new family since.
No, you're not.
Can we go in those character witnesses?
You're not family at all.
But we're character witnesses.
Yeah, that's about it.
We could come in with you the next case. When is it?
I don't know.
Who's representing you in that case?
Don't worry about it.
You want to see how we would do? Okay, here's how we would do. Dan and I would walk in. The judge would say, your attorney would say, I present these gentlemen have been working with Barry Caravello for the last many years, and they speak in his behalf as character witnesses. Dan, go ahead. You say something first.
I've known my friend and business associate, Barry Caravello, since time that he blew Randy Callahan, since those days.
Take that back, motherfucker.
What?
And then I go, Scaremaster. Then I jump on the table, I go...
Get me the fuck out of here. I'm done.
What are you doing, Perry?
I'm done with you fucking piece of shit. Oh, the last time he blew Randy. I never blew this prick. You're an asshole. You fucking keep bringing it up like it's fucking yesterday.
Can you scratch that from the court records?
I'll allow it. Give him the money. Give him the money. Give him the money.
You're going to owe me, you cocksucker. You want to fucking go in court with me?
Yes, I would like to. I would like to help you because who's ever helping you now is fucking up. If Mole and I were there with you, everything would be fine.
You'd be the one fucking up.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Now, who are you suing in your family, dude? It's your brother. Is it Brian?
Yes.
LeBronte?
Yes.
And anybody else in your family? Just Brian?
Just Brian.
Okay,
and his wife.
And his wife. And is it you who's suing him? Is it yourself or are your other brothers suing him alongside with
you?
Yes. They're co-defendants with you against them?
My oldest brother and myself.
Your oldest brother and you are suing your middle brother, Brian?
Yes.
And
as well as Banks.
And have you retained the same law firm to represent you in that?
No comment.
What do you mean, no comment?
Just what I fucking said!
Well, scratch that. I will allow the question. Go ahead. What comment are you talking about?
Is Bill Maher working on the case of LeBrant versus Caravello?
No.
Who is?
None of your business.
Oh, it's your buddy. It's your other lawyer.
The guy who's not a lawyer.
Well,
he's
whatever.
Not
he's
helping
your buddy.
Me.
He's just advising
he's
you.
Advising.
He's advising me in one way, maybe, in another way, maybe. But
that's all right.
And then I got Tony that works with me too.
All right. Well, you're getting help. That's the important.
Yeah,
thing.
That's right.
That's the important thing.
Scaremaster.
Why are you so upset? We're on your team, dude.
Guys, I don't even want to talk about this shit.
Why do you keep bringing it up?
Because I'm gonna go take my fucking stuff to the fuck.
Settle down, Terry. Settle down.
Get me out of here.
No, sit the fuck down. What are you doing, you dope?
We've got Thai food.
Yeah. Perry.
Yes.
I'm very, very, very sorry that you are going through some tough times. I don't like to see that. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
I really believe that you should move on from all this court shit. It's getting to you too much.
It will.
And you know what? For the the headache that it causes you for the...
Potentially, the most you'll make is $2,400.
Yeah.
$2,400 is $2,400, isn't
it? I understand that, but...
But harassment and the bullshit that you're going through, is it worth it?
You know what? Is it not worth it? You guys are not as poor as I am.
Very true.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Especially
if you guys could help me out, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. Now, would I?
All right. Well, do you see...
Help me out in a work fashion.
All right, but Perry, do you see what's going on here? I'm trying to get this show going.
I know.
The only way that you can get something is if we push this show. Now, we've got food here. Once again, I'd like to give a shout-out before we even do our $10 shout-out to the Thai restaurant that we go to all the time. And on the days that we have podcasts, they will send us free food. But last week, I screwed up the name. I called it What the Hucks. It's What the Huck. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. The number there is
really good.
Oh, it's excellent. The phone number is 323-654-7952. What was that number, Perry? Let's see how good you are.
323-654-7932.
Wrong. 323-654-7952.
Oops.
It again.
323-654-7952.
Perfect. That's What the Huck, not What the Hucks. Now, you have all the rice lined up. What are you doing over there?
You know what the Huck sounds like.
What?
The F word.
Yep.
Don't even think that way. What did Alex and Martha say?
No more.
Right. And so you can't do that.
They said we're better than that.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. What we have here is, look what they sent. What the Huck sent some beautiful stuff. They sent these two big things of curry and a chicken and a vegetable thing. But look at this. 5 boxes of rice. White rice. Now look at this, Scaremaster.
Beautiful.
How many of these boxes of rice do you, as an Italian, think you can consume in the next 5 minutes?
I could not consume a whole box of rice
what?
In 5 minutes.
5 minutes, 5 boxes of rice.
Now, I'm not consuming a whole box
$5 a box.
I'm not consuming a whole box of rice in
How
5 minutes.
How about this?
Yes.
Could he consume 1 box in 2 minutes?
$10.
It's not going to happen.
For all the $10 shout-outs.
How many $10 shout-outs are there?
I know there's at least one, and I know there's at least $10.
I'm not consuming a whole box of rice.
It's a small little box.
You can pick whichever one you want.
It's not going to happen in 5 minutes.
All right, then we split the $10 shout-out. Then that's it. You don't want it. You don't want to even try.
This is torture.
You're going to eat rice anyway.
It's torture. I know I'm going to eat rice anyway.
What do you mean it's torture? You have 2 minutes to do it.
I got 2 minutes to suck down a whole box of rice.
You want me to do it? I'll do it then.
Well, then you do it then.
Okay, so I get the entire $10 if I do it?
Sure you do.
All right.
Dan.
Thief.
What do you mean, thief? I offered it to you first.
Well, why don't you guys race?
You want to try that?
Not interested. I'm not in junior high school. I'm not in high school.
All right, so here's what I'll do. Then I'll do it. I'll eat the rice.
You can eat all 5 boxes of rice within 5 minutes.
No, what I said is this. I will get the entire shout-outs if I eat 1 box in 2 minutes.
You're going to eat one whole box within 2 minutes.
Within 2 minutes.
Scaremaster, you're Italian, man.
So what? I'm not a pig.
Or I'll let you. I'll take the $10 then.
I'm not a pig.
Mole, do you mind if I do it then?
You could just have the $10 shout-outs, Dan, because the right attitude.
I'll eat the whole thing.
You don't gotta.
I will. I don't mind it. Perry, do you want me to do it? You want me to try
it? Do what you want. I don't give a shit.
Well, what do you want, Scaremaster?
Right, you make the call. Here's what we can do.
Look, I don't eat to compete anymore.
All right, well, here's what we do. I know you don't eat to compete, and I don't think this is competition. So we have three choices. We have three choices.
That's a good name for a show, you guys.
It's an excellent name for a show. We have three choices here. We can, one,
eat
in
like
2 minutes,
beans,
in
2 minutes, like pigs.
In 2 minutes, I will eat an entire box of rice. In 2 minutes, you could eat the entire box of rice for all the shout outs. Or we can split the $10 shout outs. What do you want to do? A, B, or C?
See. You got food, he's got food, I got no food.
You want food?
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Please?
So you don't want to do the rice thing? I'll eat it in two minutes.
I'm not going to eat a whole box of rice
Then I will.
I'm not interested in looking like a pig.
You don't have to. Will you pass the rice over here? Thank you, Mole. I have 2 minutes to eat this. If I can eat the entire box of rice, I get the entire shout-outs. Yes or no?
I want to see this.
2 minutes? All right.
Let's see if you can do it.
Okay, but if I do it...
All the $10 shout-outs, and we're due for a big payoff for $10 shout-outs.
$10, all you get is one shout-out.
No, I get all the shout-outs.
He gets all the
shout-outs. How many shout-outs do we have today?
I said there's at least one.
I bet there's a lot more this week.
I'm not going to say one way or another. I'm telling you this, there's at least one. You make the call, Perry.
Let's see what you can do.
Mole, look at the clock right here.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock.
You see it right there?
Yep.
You tell me when to go.
Okay. Go. Eat that rice, Dan. Eat that rice. Let's think of some songs about rice. Wouldn't it be rice if there ain't a whole box of rice? Rice of beauty. The flavor can be beat. Say some steps, Gearmaster. Right.
Nothing to say. I'm just concentrating on the time.
Really?
I've got nothing to say.
It's only been 30 seconds so far.
It's been a minute so far. What are you talking about?
No, it hasn't. It's been 30 seconds.
It's been a minute and a half.
No, it hasn't.
It's been a minute and a half.
It's been 30 seconds so far.
It's a minute and a half.
37 seconds, you fucking cheater. 30.
You started at right at 17.
We're coming up on 1 minute.
You got 1 more minute. Exactly. 1 minute. 30. 1 minute. Now you got 30.
Now you have 1 minute.
You got 1 minute, and that's it.
Dan's really doing a job on this rice. He looks like
he eats like a fucking pig.
No,
that's
he's
Dan.
Not. He's eating. Look, he eats daintily. He's able to put that all the way and still eat like a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, right.
He looks like Kung Fu
Panda.
He's
stuffing his face.
He's getting it down there, though.
It's
actually 25. There's 25 seconds left.
Oh, shit.
Wow, looks like he's got it.
Now he's got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. And he's really moving. He's got 5 seconds left. 5, 4, 3.
1 second.
He did it. All the $10 shout-outs. All the $10 shout-outs.
Thank you.
All right. Nice job, Dan.
All right.
Boy, you were sure hungry for rice.
I'll tell you at one point, it was hard to breathe. All right, and now it's time for a $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
Well, I'm a little full. Read this $10 shout-out. There you go.
Dear Big Three, I have included a $10 shout-out, which I would like to be given to Perry under one stipulation. Perry, it seems like on every show you have to bring up Randy Callahan. You
I don't bring him up. Don brings him up. You bring him up.
I don't bring him up.
You brag about how he S's a good D and how hard you seed into his throat. But at the same time, you gay bash the man. You call him an F word and a S bag. Are you aware that Randy Callahan was in an accident in 1988 that disabled him? The poor guy is in a wheelchair and you're bashing
That's
on him.
That's the wrong Randy Callahan.
Man up and apologize.
That's the wrong
and the
$10 Randy Callahan.
Shout out is yours.
That's the wrong
From
Randy
Dimitri
Callahan.
Moreland.
That's
Hi,
the
Dimitri.
Wrong Randy Callahan.
Why don't you apologize to him?
I'm not apologizing to nobody.
What about Rucka Rucka?
Shut up. Well, let me get the fuck out of here. This is
Sit
bullshit.
The fuck down. Perry, what the fuck are you doing?
You guys are stop, fucking with
stop,
me.
Stop.
Fucking
stop,
with me.
Stop right
and
there.
And I'm tired of it.
Let me see the letter. Let me see the letter. We fucked with you. Here's what it fucking says. Guy comes from Champaign, Illinois. There's the fucking letter. We're fucking with you? No, Perry, shut the fuck up.
And you're from Illinois.
Shut the fuck up.
So what?
That's exactly right. So what? And you talk about leaving? Go fuck yourself, you fucking greaseball.
Greaseball?
All right, now let's pick it up.
Ooh, I'm a greaseball, you fucking...
Shut up! You know what? Here's your problem, dude. Knuckin' Nation's gonna fuck you up.
Knuckin' Nation? I want their whole fucking nation to fuck with me. Yeah, I want them all to fuck with me. Fuck with me, motherfuckers. So I can put you all behind bars.
All you have done since you've been here has been an asshole.
Today, yes, today.
Is it my fault that you fucking got involved in a lawsuit that you can only make $2,400?
You don't know how much money I'm going to make.
Yeah,
it's none of your fucking business.
How much money are you going to make?
Don't worry about
it.
Don't fucking worry about it, you son of a bitch.
I'm not worried about it. I really am not. I'm just
fucking
asking you, how much money are you going to make?
I don't know.
How much money do you think you can make?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
It's none of your fucking business.
If we weren't such friends, I would say that's true. But we're good buddies.
We're not good buddies. We're business associates.
All right, then we're business associates.
What do you guys like more, What the Huck or Knuckus Rocks?
What the Huck is a
good Ruckus. If Ruckus Knuckus went to What the Huck, man, that would be awesome.
They would have a nice dinner. That's what they would have.
They would have a great dinner. They'd be serving some classy folks.
323-654-7952. That's What the Huck.
The favorite Thai restaurant of the Knuckin' Nation.
And of the Big Three podcast. Hey, Scaremaster, so are you going to be this way the rest of the fucking show?
Today, yes.
Why?
Because I'm not in a good mood.
Why aren't you in a good mood?
You know that
because of the bank? What else?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, this is great. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about
it. I'm worried about it.
Stop bothering me.
Perry, you're ruining the show.
I'm not ruining the show. You're ruining the show by fucking with me.
I know what the problem is.
I'll tell you what the problem is. I come over here and you start pulling my pants down like a fucking homo.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I start walking in and you're looking at my pants and you start grabbing them.
Yeah.
Like you want, and then you start pulling them off.
They're nice Levi's, dude. They're 505s.
Thank you.
A guy can't compliment another guy's
Levi's 505s.
Stop grabbing
my pants. Yeah, you got to compliment with your hands when
you're
blind?
I didn't want you to see what the fabric was like.
Oh, Christ. You wear Levi's, too.
I know, but not 505s, man.
Do we ever finish the $10 shout-out?
No, well, nope.
Well, that was a $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Well, you have done nothing except hurt this show.
Oh, yeah. Like, I hurt the show last week, and everybody's been emailing me and...
About how much you love Dan?
Texting me and saying that it's the best show ever.
Last
who
week,
said
what?
That?
Oh, everybody. I'm not going to say who.
You know what I was thinking? ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's 440-731-9338. Hey, friends. It's your old pal from the cult classic film Windy City Heat and from the podcast that makes you glad that you're internet savvy, the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm here today to talk to you about a groundbreaking American company that has done something no other place has ever done. Two brothers from Ohio took their very successful plumbing
God,
business.
God, you amateur.
And combined with their true love, hardcore man-on-man porn. And that's how they became ASM Plumbing and Porn. And you said that I'm an amateur?
You're definitely an amateur.
Well, talk about gay porn, Mr. Expert.
Mr. Expert?
You're always the one who's like, I love gay porn. Porn.
Yeah, because I'm reading a script.
And how am I unprofessional?
Because you're always stumbling and fucking up.
Okay, let's see how you do right now.
I'm not reading nothing.
That's
mole's shit.
No, it isn't. It's Tim Perpetix, the guy who you lost out to. You could have been having
lost out to nobody. I'm the best. God damn it. Shut up. Lost out to Timmy Perpetix. The big fucking fruit.
Wow. You're a dreadful person.
I'm angry. And you're fucking with me. And it's not going to stop.
I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you at all. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get a fucking commercial out.
And you blew
the fucking opportunity.
I blew the opportunity.
Yes, you did.
I ain't the only thing.
Sorry, I didn't blow nothing.
Except Randy.
I might have screwed it. Fuck you, you fucking homo.
You break that mic, I'm going to punch you as hard as you've ever been punched.
Yeah.
You think so? Is that the phone? If that's a call, send it through, please.
Men's Detention, Malibu Division. Will you accept a call from Mr. Quincy Adams?
What? Yeah.
Send it through. What?
Hello, all. Guess whom?
Mr. Adams.
Are you in jail, Mr. Adams?
A mere dust-up of a misunderstanding, Mr. Barnes. How is everyone?
We're pretty good.
I bet I know what this is about.
If you say lewd public behavior, then you're wrong. This time.
What happened, then?
Well, let's just say Mole's diet plan of meth and heroin is not for the faint of heart. Which
like
is why I'm
all.
Calling.
Like
Scaremaster, I need a favor, and
what
you're the
you
only
want?
One with the fortitude to get it done. Are you in?
How much is it going to pay?
Let me tell you what's what. When one throws a party, what is the number one thing one needs?
Guess?
Balloons!
Spot on, Mole. Balloons. Perry, what I would like is for you to visit me with some balloons. Now, don't inflate them. Rather, fill them with HN and insert them into your anus. Then, whilst
go
visiting,
fuck yourself.
We'll dish them out with a spork. Are you in?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, the guards are motioning that I'm in some sort of trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm a joke.
Why didn't the teddy bear have dinner?
He was already stuffed.
That's right, Mo. Stuffed. As am I with gangbanger's genitalia. Toodles all.
Whoa,
what did he say?
Gangbanger's genitalia. Ugh.
He's in jail.
Wow.
You know what? You fire your manager.
I didn't fire Nick.
And then when your agent got you something, that every
My
show
agent.
You get to go 60 seconds and talk about anything you want, you always seem to blow it. Well, here it is. 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
Ah, you always running with a fucking yell on the fucking microphone, you sick son of a bitch! Go!
Oh, yeah, 60 seconds is up now.
No, you're only 15
Go fuck yourself.
You want to try to eat some rice?
Go fuck yourself.
You're
you
talking
know?
To me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a punk. Go! Stop yelling at me, you motherfucker. Yell at me again, I'm going to put my fist on your throat. If not my fist, my foot.
I'm not going to suck it like you did mine.
Oh, no, you're not going to suck it. You're going to eat it. You're going to eat every fucking bone in my foot. You want to keep fucking with me? By the way, Scary Perry Skateboards is at www.scaryperrysk8boards.com. There's 6 decks online. Buy them now. The price is there, too. Again.
Stop!
There you go. 60 seconds with Perry. Good
Pretty
job.
Pretty solid ad. Pretty solid
you
ad.
You wasted a lot of time, I think.
I wasted no time.
You wasted a lot
You're
of time.
You're an asshole.
Okay.
All you know how to
you
do
are
is
in
fuck
a
with
bad
people.
Mood.
I'm in the worst mood. Thanks for having me around.
Oh.
Thanks for being here.
Fucking pricks. I'm glad I don't like guns.
Why?
Because people would be dead right now. A lot
let's
of them.
Mellow out a little bit. Everybody, let's get our shit together for a second.
You guys want to do a little yoga?
No, I don't
yoga,
wanna,
fuck
you know
yoga.
What relaxes me? Let's just have this. We're just three guys.
Relaxes me is some good pussy. That's what relaxes
at
me.
At a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood, talking about the ladies. It's time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk.
All right, hey, you just said that you had some ladies that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so I hear you've been having some problems with some of the people that go to the show.
Yeah, no, show?
No.
In the area?
No.
No?
No, I have no problems at all. Why?
All right, well, why is it that you've been treating Heather badly?
What are you talking about me treating Heather badly?
Well, I heard that she went to sing her song at the last show that I wasn't at because I'm not spending the money going back and forth and not getting paid for it. But anyway, she went to sing her last song and you interfered with her song and you didn't compliment her as well as she was hoping to be complimented on her song. And she was very offended by it. You said you did okay. Like next act. She wanted to be complimented. She likes to be complimented. And she feels that she works really hard at her stuff and she didn't get the full wow out of her act.
Well, it seems you're going to bat for her.
Yeah, I'm going to bat for her.
Well, I'm sorry that I did not give her the credit that she deserved. She did a fine job. She sang with somebody. And I don't know exactly what she wanted. But you now represent her?
I don't represent her.
Are you keeping in contact with her?
No, I'm in contact with Carol.
So Carol told you this?
Carol told me this.
Wow.
Yeah, Carol was very offended by it, and I says, I'll see what I can do. And I says, I'm offended too.
Well, what happened exactly? Tell me,
Well,
Perry.
Heather just was very offended that you didn't give her the full... you said she did okay. You said she did good, but she didn't... She was expecting more, okay?
Like a contract offered to her? I don't understand what I was supposed to do.
I guess she's used to being, you know, complimented, and rather than, no, you did good, next, you know.
Can I do some guy talk?
Sure.
It's not about Heather.
No, it isn't.
It's about this girl who I saw when I was driving. I was at this party.
What's her name?
What? Hold on. I was at this party, and this guy, I was at the valet, and the guy was doing a motorcycle, and I was like, can I check it out? Can I try a motorcycle? So I got in the motorcycle. And I, like, hit it, blah, 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 blah. And I took off into the walkway, and there was a girl there, and I almost hit her.
Yeah.
But she looked like, who that lady go in that movie? Oh.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Who is it now?
Who is that lady in that movie?
Who that lady that?
Who that lady go in that movie?
What movie?
Oh.
This is hard.
Anyway,
this is Hollywood.
Super, super pretty lady.
Well, this, without question, was the worst guy talk ever. So there it is. Once again, guy talk.
God.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk.
Can't remember.
Duh.
Well, that was guy talk. You know, you put a damper on the whole day, Perry.
My whole life right now is
okay,
a damper.
Okay, so this...
And I'm really pissed off.
This podcast will be on the internet forever, and this is the performance you give. So when you come
sucks.
Here...
It sucks. I know I'm not in the right mood. I'm not...
Two words, Perry.
I suck.
No. Be professional. You're not professional at all.
Today... I'm more, well, let's not talk about it.
You're terrible.
I suck.
You're
Today
the worst.
I suck.
Maybe you can get it all back in the corner.
Well, we could hope that. But you know what we should do? Before we get to your corner, maybe we should do the best thing we do on this show.
Oh.
A thing that people seem to enjoy. The public, children, adults. It's the most popular piece that we have on the podcast. Once again, it's time for... Mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Okay, before we go into this, Mole has something he has to say.
Oh, I thought I didn't have to say it, but I do have to say that.
Yeah, because, no, you do have to say it.
Mole.
After last week's show... There was an attorney.
Yeah, right.
That got
we thought the
us.
Kid died, yeah. But he was resuscitated. Still he's still alive. He's hanging on there. Mole Play is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries.
Now, if you've never heard of Mole Play before, this is an improv game that we play on the show. Now, here's what happens. Mole will set up a scenario. He'll set the cast, and then he'll direct a scene. Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, it's a big week in the military. This week, we... climb aboard the SS poop deck, where we find first.
God.
What do you think's happening?
Oh my fucking god!
We find Cookie Caramello aboard the SS poop deck, and the admiral
Get
who's come down to tell
here.
Him that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed. Dan, you will be Cookie Caramello, making some donuts and measuring them with your genitals.
Let me explain something to you. Change the fucking mole play, or I'm gonna sue the shit out of both of you.
What are you talking?
Wait a minute, I haven't said a word yet. Mole, don't leave. Don't leave.
Sit down and shut up.
Is this
up.
The end of the fucking
Change
show?
Change the fucking subject.
No, you sit down and you shut up, and you just mentioned Sue.
You are.
We will do that mole play. What am I?
He just
what
gave up his third of the I know. Proceeds.
Third?
You just broke your contract again.
You broke your contract. You threatened a lawsuit.
I did?
Yes. Yep.
I thought I threatened to bring over Sue.
Oh.
You son of a bitch.
That's all right.
Two times today. All right, let's do that one.
Dan, you are Cookie Caramello, the best swabby cook in the business. You're making your world-famous cookies sexy donuts. Scaremaster, you're the admiral who's come down to tell Cookie that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed. And Cookie's really excited about it. Really excited. And he wants you to eat a donut to celebrate.
Wrong.
Ready, Mopay.
Ahoy. Hi, admiral.
Yeah, ahoy, to you too.
Admiral delivers the news.
What news?
The Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed.
Oh, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeals. Blah. Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed.
What?
Yeah.
You mean homosexuals
suck my fucking cock like a homo again. That's right. You can go down on me because you're the...
Well, Admiral, I can't believe you would... going to offer you
yeah,
a donut.
you've been wanting to blow me like you always want to do, and that's about the way it is, especially on this piece of shit ship over here.
Admiral.
Where pussy's only on land, and we can't fucking get pussy over here. So since we can't get pussy over here, I got to let you fuck... Nope, wrong. I'm not going to fuck you in the ass, and I'm not going to let you fuck me in the ass. I don't even know the fuck I'm saying. Oh!
Admiral, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm pissed. Leave me alone.
I was saying just celebrate and have a couple donuts together. You
please.
Take it to another level.
What are you talking about?
That's mole play. That's mole play.
That was weird.
That's mole play.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know how I am. I just said
mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
He's really screwing with us today, this guy.
Mole play.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Okay. Well, here's the last chance to redeem yourself for the entire show that you have sucked at today. You've been mad for no reason. You have yelled for no reason. You've threatened people for no reason. So now here's your last chance in what we call the worst segment on the show. Once again, it's time for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
This is going to be an awesome one.
It better be.
This one's going to be awesome.
Well, as you guys all
know. Scaremaster, this one you're going to knock out of the park.
Thank you. Well, as you all
know. Do it with some big energy and nail it.
As you all know, shut your mouth.
Last couple weeks you were off and you admit it and you said you're going to bring it today.
Well, as you all know.
So bring it, baby. Deliver it.
Can you shut your fucking mouth? Are you going to shut your fucking mouth? Then shut the fuck up.
I am.
Stop talking.
I'm trying to support you, dude.
Perry, I'm done with him.
Perry, just do the thing. Come on.
I can't be a pal. I'm your number one fan, dude.
Perry, just read
You're
it.
A number one.
Yeah.
Perry, just do your corner.
Do it, man.
Shut up, man. Shut up, man. Don't pass the joint, dude.
Why do you got to bring marijuana in, dude?
Because all he is fucked up. Every time he's fucked up.
Who's fucked up? I'm not fucked up.
As you all know.
You're fucked up.
Perry, just do your corner.
As you all know, I was in court yesterday. Okay? A fucking wreck.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. You did mention that earlier in the show. Yeah.
Okay. It was a fucking wreck. At least I think it was a wreck.
Well, what happened exactly? Tell us.
I'm
what time did you have to be there?
Don't worry about it.
What? Come on.
9.
And where was the court?
Century City.
Okay, so what happened now? You get there at 9 o'clock. Are you in a suit?
Of course I'm in a suit.
Well, is your hair in a ponytail?
Yes.
Okay.
But yesterday the bank, Comerica Bank, lied.
How'd they lie? Well, you claim that
they lied. They made it look like they weren't at fault.
And how's that?
That they didn't set up the accounts wrong. They set up the accounts wrong. Fucking wrong they set up the accounts. And they knew nothing about what a POD... Well, they know what a POD is, but they never explained after my mom passed away that I don't need to put a family member on my account, that my daughter lives in Texas, that we can set up a POD. They said nothing about that. They just went from a joint account to handing me more joint account paperwork, saying, here, go right ahead and have your cousin get, you know, put your cousin on the account and wait till this account gets all fucked up. And
I'd like a joint account.
No, I don't think they're talking about that
joint account. You down with POD?
I don't think that that's what they're talking about, and it's OPP. And the thing is, it sounds like right now that's exactly what they said. So you mistakenly put together a joint account with your cousin.
Right.
Okay.
And that's where they fucked me.
Well, they didn't fuck you. It's not their job to tell you what to do.
See,
did you ask them?
It's good. They know that my mom died.
Yeah.
Well, they know that it should have been explained correctly.
Why? Why should they have to explain it to you?
Because they're a bank.
What? Are you kidding me? Banks are in the business of making money. They're not in the business of looking after you. They're in the business of bottom line. Look what the banking industry's been doing the last few years.
Fucking come people. To light. Fucking people.
And do you think
fucking
your
people.
Story is any different
just
from
just like what they did to your bank account over at B of A?
What are you talking about?
They fucked you over big time. If you didn't, unless you forgot about what happened with your account that one week when I was with you with Mary Jane and stuff.
You know how I do that thing at the bank all the time? I go to the ATM, right? I put my card in. I go, withdraw money. And how much is maximum? 500. And I hit 500, and they go, it's $3 more. I go, okay. And then I forget about it, and I walk away, and the money's sitting there. And they make me, they don't let me get that money back.
Why?
They say I should take the money out, because I forget to take the cash. It says, don't forget to take your cash, but I don't always read that.
I see what you're doing.
I leave the cash. I forget to take it out.
You're being ridiculous because that's how ridiculous Perry's being right now. Is that what you're doing? You son of a bitch.
I guess. I don't know.
All right, anyway, are you done with your corner yet?
I guess.
Well, what was your point about
it? Well, my point is that, you know, it was just, I'm just, please. Today's just another day yesterday.
It's just another day. It's just another day.
So sad.
Sad.
So sad.
Sad.
Perry makes me feel so sad. Come on, Perry. What happened, buddy?
Please. I just don't even want to talk.
Girl troubles.
I only wish it was girl troubles. Please. That would have been that would be way more comfortable than this. But, you know, I was also told that, you know, I did good.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Dan.
Look at my thumb twitching, man.
Dan says that I did really good.
Oh, that's
really
bad.
Well, good. Then you did really good.
Yeah, he thought I did really good.
Then good. Good for you.
I hope I did really good.
All right.
Creepy.
And that was Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Well, we've had our ups and downs here. Perry, you all right? You seem a little bummed out.
I'm very bummed out.
Why are you so bummed out?
Leave me alone.
What do you mean, leave him?
Please,
we're leave
in
me the
alone.
Middle. Oh, Perry,
I know.
Is it just about court that you're bummed out?
It's, yeah, I guess.
Nothing else is bumming you.
That and money.
Well, try and step up with the ASM Plumbing and Porn. Told you about that. During the grocery store strike, you could have gone out there and did something there.
They didn't strike.
Yeah, well, they could have.
They could have, but they didn't.
Yeah, but they could have.
You guys.
Why don't we try to find you a job this week?
Yeah, that'd be
good.
That
would be nice.
By the way, maybe this will make you happier. How about on Halloween, you come with the Ding Dong Show when we go to Santa Monica Boulevard?
What?
Yeah, every year the Ding Dong Show goes to Santa Monica Boulevard. We dress up and we go down there.
I don't know, need.
That doesn't make you happy?
The 28th, Carol says she'll be back, and we're going to be at the Comedy Store for that night.
No, we're not going to be there.
Why?
She's coming down with us, too.
All right, then I guess.
Mole, if you want to.
When is it?
It's on Halloween.
I guess we're all there.
Scary.
Yeah, we go down to Santa Monica. There's all these guys that dress up really crazy.
Like what dudes?
Like dudes will try to dress like maybe fish or like.
Chicks?
Like a.
Chicks.
What?
Like, a lot of people want to be Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah. So if you want to wear a costume, come with us. Ouch. Both of you. Well, anyway. It looks like that's the end of our show. Remember, if you want to get a hold of us on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry, you're at?
Perry F. Caravello. That's C-A-R as in car, A, V as in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Mole, you're at Walter Molininski. Well, on Facebook. I did. Don't forget Windy City Heat. And, of course, a good friend of the show, realistically an American hero, Tim Propedic on Facebook. Get him. Ding Dong Show. Catch me on Twitter, Simply Don One.
Thanks, Mary Jane.
Whereas, you know what? We didn't say this, and this I'm glad you caught that because this would be the second week. Last week, we completely forgot to say hello to you. And Mary Jane, you've been on every show. You've been a producer. You're normally a model. You're right in front of the camera all the time. We don't even say hi to you. And I wanted to make sure that we said hello. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you, Mary
hello.
Jane?
Hello.
Are you mocking her?
Yes, I'm mocking her.
That's not cool, Scaremaster. So Mary Jane works really hard on the show.
She works really hard. She takes pictures.
Not cool.
Don't touch her. Don't touch her. Don't touch her, Perry.
Not cool.
Oh.
Does he ever try to touch you, Mary Jane?
When did you say he wanted to sleep with me again?
You just smashed him in the ribs,
Mary Jane. Punched him right in the leg.
She's breaking my ribs.
You didn't say that, did you, Mary
Jane? I'm joking.
Why is this filthy pig harassing me?
Oh, because she's
okay, well, anyway, with that, let's, don't touch her, Perry. Sit
I'm
down.
I'm not.
No!
Mary Jane, thank you for being here, and thank you for your help all the time. You know what? That's it for us today. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. Remember, get a...
That's hilarious! That's really
put her there, guys. Here we go.
Big three!
Oh, that was shit. You gotta be a little more professional.
I gotta change.
You really do. In the middle of the show. Mole, I'm sorry.
I thought he was great.
Well, I made 10 bucks.
Scaremaster, good energy. I'm sorry you're sad, though, bud.
Thank you.
If you can do anything to help you, Portland stuff.
We really should go to Portland.
STTPN, Simply Done.